Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is for Junking by Junk Spirit Games. And I'm just going to read the description that you could find on BoardGameGeek. Set in artist Justin Hillgrove's Implands world, Junking is the multiplayer strategy card game of 2 to 6 players, where players assume the roles of scavenger imps, shifting through the massive piles of garbage in the junklands, looking for prestigious items to raise their social standing with their tribe. Everyone draws off of the same shuffled deck of cards in the center of play, called the junk pile. On your turn, you draw a card, place a piece of junk into play from your hand, and then activate one of the abilities on your junk or use your character's ability. All junk is worth something. In the junk pile, there is one card that is the most coveted items called the crown. Once players draw that card, the game is over and everyone adds up the points displayed on the pieces of junk they have found or hoarded. The player with the most points wins the current round. The game only takes about 15 minutes to play and is designed for multiple rounds of play. Alright, so going into the game, my first impressions of the game was I loved the artwork in this game. It was just super fun. And the box was nice, and all the cards went into a nice little compartments in the box, and it was just the right size and right fit. So first impressions were very good for this game. Starting the game, it was simple to learn and simple to set up. I didn't really have to reference the rules that often, and I was able to go through it. And also, on the Kickstarter website, they had how to play the game and everything like that, videos, which were very helpful as well if you wanted to go check those out as well if you're more of a visual learner rather than reading the rules. The gameplay is fun and it is quick, as it mentioned. And the biggest thing I loved about this game is I loved all the geeky references throughout the game. It's fantastic. Like, you have a character that looks like Mario, or a character that looks like the Doctor from Doctor Who, and all sorts of things. And the junk that you're hoarding has a bunch of geeky references to it too. So I love that, and the artwork displaying that was super fun. So my wife and I played the game, and we ended up inviting more people over to play the game after we played it. It was super fun, super easy to pick up, and this is definitely something that we enjoyed playing. So our overall experience of it was very, very positive. On one note, though, I believe on the box it says 13 plus on the box. I'm not sure if that's just for the complexity of the game, because it's not for content, for sure. I had no problem with my 8-year-old looking at the cards because they were fun and, artwork and everything to look at. And there weren't, like, swear words or inappropriate pictures or anything like that. So it must be for the gameplay, like how to play it. Maybe it's hard for to understand, and that might be true, because I don't know if my 8-year-old could quite grasp it completely, but I bet he could if we worked with him, and I wouldn't really have a problem with him playing it either. So overall experience, super positive. Now, should you buy this game? I would give Junking a buy. It's not just because it's fun and super easy, but if nothing else, you should buy this game for the artwork and just the fun, geeky references throughout the game. You'll be drawing cards off the junk pile, and you'll literally out loud giggle to yourself because you'll find something. You'll be like, I know that reference, and that is so funny. And that was a really big plus for myself and my wife. We just had a great time doing that. And when we invited our friends over, they just had a great time looking at the cards and playing. And it was just super fun. So I would definitely say this is a game that you should add to your collection. So you could definitely go to their Kickstarter. Of course, it is finished, but you can go and get information there. Or you could go to BoardGameGeek, of course, and look up Junking and get all the information there as well. And find this game, purchase it, add it to your collection. So that's it for Sweet Kicks quick reviews of Junking, and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.